Welcome to the New Reality Show, where you can call in live for laser coaching and engage in Q&A with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winzi. Discover how to master the power of your mind, body, and spiritual energies. Get empowered to create your new reality for more happiness, well-being, and success.
Hello, hello. Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Chris. So glad to be with you again.
Yeah, this is our second show. We're old hands now.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the New Reality. There are probably some new people here, Dr. Art, so I want to tell people why we're doing the show and how it can benefit them. Yeah, so Dr. Art and I have between us, he shocked me to say that between us, we have almost 100 years of experience, which makes me very old. We have been in the helping professions for a very long time, and we have seen the state of the world as everybody has. We know how many clients are in stress out, there's trauma, there are people that are hurting in many different ways. And we wanted to create a forum where people could call in, talk to us. We would present a topic and talk about the topic and how it can help them, offer free resources for them, but mostly that they can actually interact with us on the show. So, we wanted a place where we could help people live and in person, where we can't help every single person in our office.
Right. We had two call-ins last week, and we were very pleased to realize that we didn't know either one of them. So it was not plants at all. They were real call-ins. And we do encourage you, if you have something that you would be willing to have us talk about with you on the air, what we would be inclined to do is to give you one or two practices that you could use right away to intervene in whatever you have going on and make it better.
And that includes laser coaching. Dr. Art is a expert in hypnotherapy. He's done amazing things for so many clients. I'm an expert coach, a retired chiropractor. So we have a lot of things that we can bring to the fore to help you, mostly about mind, body, spirit. We are about holistically helping people for all aspects of themselves. So I just want to take a little housekeeping, as we say. We'll be taking calls later in the show, so please get your questions ready. We're going to first talk about a special topic that is near and dear to my heart and Dr. Art as well, and has helped many of my clients, myself included. I'm my own client. Dr. Art has experience with it, and it's been around for quite a while and helping thousands of people around the world already. If you have a question, we'll write this number down. You'll be dialing in toll-free in the United States, 1-888-827-6008. And if you're outside the U.S., please dial 1-323-744-4831. One day I will have those memorized. Right now I have to read them.
That first number you gave was actually 888. 627.
Did I say something else? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. 627-6008. And I just want to take a moment, Dr. Art, to thank our subscribers. We already have
Absolutely.
Some subscribers. Okay. And that gave us such a validation that we made a difference last week. I mean, this is only our second show. And I just felt like, wow, people have faith in what we're going to do. So thank you, subscribers. We really appreciate you. So last show, we talked a lot about hypnosis, Dr. Art. You told some amazing client stories. You helped people understand what hypnotherapy is. I encourage you listeners that if you missed that show, you don't want to miss it. So please go to our show page and watch the replay there. I think that That is all the housekeeping, Dr. Art. Why don't we get into the topic?
Okay. So our topic for this Friday is, we're going to do some alphabet soup, is EFT, Emotional Freedom Tapping. And it is a practice based on some Chinese medicine basics, which are quite different from Western medicine. And Dr. Chris has been using it for a long time. I have also. And we really felt like it would be something that we could bring to you that you could use right away. I have clients, I have colleagues in New York City who this is all they do is teach EFT. And they charge quite a bit for it, as you might guess. And I think you'll be pleased to hear about an offer that Dr. Chris has for you as she talks about EFT.
Yes, and my offer's free. So sit back and relax, because I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm actually trying to give you something that's going to help you. Right. So, yeah, thank you, Dr. Art. I want to read a definition or a description of EFT written by Dr. Carol Look, who also is in New York, as far as I know, and she's an EFT expert, has been for years, somebody I've studied very much. The bold statement she makes is that the cause of all negative emotions is a disruption in the body's energy system, and that is so true. We are about alternative medicine, and alternative medicine includes energy therapies, and we'll explain more about that as we go. But it's sometimes called, EFT is sometimes called acupressure for the emotions. The tapping is a highly focused energy psychology method that rapidly releases the emotional impact of stressful or traumatic events from the body-mind system. So I don't think the topic body-mind or mind-body-spirit is new to people. I think that they've all heard that phrase all over the place. You know, if you're breathing, you've heard that phrase. So let's talk a little bit about how EFT works and what it's based on. First of all, my background is from chiropractic medicine. And in chiropractic, we learn about an innate intelligence in the body, and about the flow of energy in the body, which goes through the nervous system. And the nervous system is electrical. Your heart is electrical. Your brain is electrical. And EFT is also about that electric system. And what Chinese medicine, acupuncture, has discovered years and years, thousands of years ago, mapping out energy channels in the body that when you tap on them, you are actually removing the short circuit, so to speak, of the flow of energy in those meridians. So with EFT, what we're doing is we're looking to stop a stress response or reaction, a upset of some kind, which is a stress response. And I have a phrase, Dr. Art, that the clients I help, a lot of my work is about helping people stop addictions and bad habits that are on automatic. They just do it, and they don't know how to stop. With EFT, first of all, my what I came up with, because all of these activities are with a positive intention to reduce stress. When you overeat, when you smoke, when you bite your nails, it's an attempt to reduce stress. And one of the ways we reduce stress, let's say taking a cigarette, and I won't go into all the physiology of it, but it really has an effect on helping you to get the endorphins going in your brain. So it's the endorphins. We have a better pharmaceutical company inside our bodies than any pharmaceutical company could make an opioid. We have these amazing chemicals that we can use to stop pain. And, one of the things that people marvel at is when a mother sees a kid under a car, she has the strength to raise the car. There's so many things we don't know about what the body can do, and so many things that we do know. So I call these coping mechanisms of overeating and drinking and smoking, all bad habits, are stress, overwhelm, coping, karma. And I say karma because it just keeps repeating itself in an attempt to get rid of the stress. So with EFT, what we're doing is we're actually sending messages through the meridian channels of the body and to the part of the brain called the amygdala that actually is in charge of that fight or flight stress response. And we are reducing the stress response through the tapping. Now, why is that going to help somebody with an upset, that a trauma that happened from childhood? So if you had a trauma and you have a memory and it caused you a change in your energy system, it's almost like it got recorded on your nervous system. And if you don't relieve that trauma, if you don't relieve the aberration or the short circuit of your energy system, then you're hyper ready to have that reaction. So with EFT, what we're doing is, and as Dr. Carol Look says, it's like a TV set has electronics going to it that you don't even see. The same with the energy system of the body is you don't see the energy that's going through your body, but you have the ability to do something to it. And if you mess up the electronics of a TV set, the picture won't work, the sound won't work. The same is true with your body when you have a traumatic or upsetting experience and you upset the energy system, then you have a negative emotion. What we want to do is smooth out the energy system.
So, one of the interesting things about EFT, I think, is that people who start an EFT session, and this is something you do without Dr. Chris or my being there, you do it all in the privacy of your own room there, but you start off by saying, what's my level of stress right now? How does it feel to me? And it's usually 8, 9, or 10. Those are the ones that are worth going after, the high level. And the neat thing about EFT is at the end of a session, which takes, what would you say, roughly 8 to 10 minutes?
Yeah.
If that, you will be able to notice a definite reduction in your stress level. And that's the last thing you do is to compare that number with the one you started with and realize that, oh my gosh, just with this simple technique, I've been able to reduce the stress on my body. That's one of the best gifts you can ever give yourself is reduce.
Absolutely. You know, I'm sure you've experienced this, Dr. Art, where clients do the EFT and they say to me, well, where did the feeling go? It's almost like it's, you know, if it's done right and you focus on the real upset and they say, I was upset or I did have a reaction to that memory. And now I don't know what happened. It's almost like they feel numb and they're trying to find the feeling, but they can't.
And it's
so
gone.
It's really fascinating. I just want to say you're listening to the new reality show with Dr. Art Emmerich and Dr. Christina Winsey. That's me. And we are on BBS Radio. It's a call-in show. So while we're talking about this amazing topic, we want you to be thinking of any questions or concerns or things that you'd like either laser coaching or some of our hard-earned wisdom, I guess, working with a lot of people that we can share with you. And please remember that you will be calling toll-free 1-888-627-6008 in the U.S. If you're outside the U.S., 1-323-744-4831. I've got to memorize those numbers. And also, if you go to our show page, you can become a subscriber, and we would be most grateful if you supported our show. There is no have to, but we want to keep doing this work for people. So I'm just asking for support.
Right.
So where are we now?
I would like to know, you know, you and I have been dealing with EFT for years and years now, and yet most people don't seem to have ever even heard of it before. Why do you think that is?
It's a really good question. And here's the thing, you know, all of these alternatives that I don't like to call alternatives, all of these different ways of healing the body, whether it's herbology, whether it's essential oils, whether it's EFT, laying on of hands, all of the different therapies that have been used for eons were the mainstream of how people treated things. And you know that very well, Dr. Art. And there was a point at which Western medicine decided to focus on the chemicals of the body and drugs and surgery. And it's sort of because of the scientific community, because of shifts in the society, that sort of became the main thing in Western medicine, while the East never really lost the alternative therapies or the natural therapies, we could call it. And it's coming back. It's been coming back since I left chiropractic school in 1990. I mean, back then it was still not that well known. And I've watched the progression of people. And I remember, gosh, it must have been even 20 years ago in 2000 that the visits to alternative practitioners exceeded visits to medical doctors that did Western medicine. Yeah.
Well, it's just a fascinating thing. It's so simple in its application. And I think people might tend to say, well, it couldn't be very powerful. It couldn't be very useful because I'm just, you know, I'm tapping on my size of my head and my nose and under my chin and, you know, different things. And how can that make any difference? But I think once you get Dr. Chris's information about exactly how you do this and have a chance to try it for yourself, you're going to be absolutely amazed. And My introduction was it came through the notion of gate theory on the energy meridians from Chinese medicine, which are not nerves. It's a whole different system altogether. And their idea was that it's like it's called gate theory in electronics, that if the gates close, the energy doesn't flow. And in Chinese medicine, that is called dis-ease. And when you tap on the gate, it's like knocking on the door. Hey, let me in, you know, and the gate opens and the energy flows. That's called health.
Yes. And I would venture to guess that these upsetting emotions actually cause the gates to close.
Absolutely. They do. They block it up. So
what's fascinating about that, Dr. Art, is chiropractic is also about flow. And what people don't realize is when they have what we call a subluxation in their spinal column, it causes a variety of things, including muscle spasm, inflammation. It's a cocktail of things happening that cause pressure on the nerve. And nerve flow is electrical, and nerve flow is also chemical. So going through the nerve are these chemicals that cause the electrical impulse. So if you have an impedance or a prevention of that nerve flow in your spine, if it's the nerve to the stomach, the nerve to a muscle, the nerve to any other organ or part of your body, that is compromised. And that means your function decreases. And if it stays impeded, if it stays disrupted, then that eventually can cause the nerve to die. So there are a lot of people who say, well, the pain went away. Well, the reason the pain went away, if their body didn't self-correct, and this is not to say that you can't self-correct if you take care of yourself, exercise, eat right, all of those things. But what is also true is that when you leave a subluxation and a impedance to the nerve flow, eventually that nerve is not getting the nourishment it needs for the flow. And so it starts to less and less send the signal. And this is where the brain can't communicate with wherever that nerve is going as effectively until, if you really leave it for a long time, that impulse no longer happens. And the nerve.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating. I mean, everything to me is energy medicine. Everything is about flow. And, you know, the good news is with neuroscience, modern neuroscience, with quantum physics, which is not that new. It's been around for a long time. All of these things are coming to the fore to help people. So it's pretty exciting.
So tell everybody how they can get the free stuff from you.
Yeah, the free stuff. So if you look on your screen, I'm hoping that you have a link there that you can go to. I'm not sure if that worked out. If for some reason the link is not on the screen, we're new with this technology. You can email contact nrshow@gmail.com. Contact nrshow@gmail.com. And I'll send you the link where you can get the free videos and the free manual to learn EFT all on your own. It's the complete basic recipe. There are videos of different practitioners teaching EFT. There's explanation there. And the manual is by Gary Craig, who was the founder of EFT. And it's the original manual that he created. So you can download that and practice EFT in the comfort of your own home. So please, it's really amazing. You are listening to the New Reality Show on BBS Radio, and we're proud to be on BBS Radio, let me say. We absolutely love them. We want to, it's already 22 minutes after the hour. The phone lines can be open. You're welcome to call in. If you're calling in the United States, it's 1-888-627-6008. Or if you're outside the U.S., direct dial 1-323-744-4831. And, with the phone lines are open. And if no one calls in, we're just going to keep on chatting. So I hope people don't get bored with us.
If you're having any issues that you'd be willing to talk about on the air, anxiety, stress, anger, new perspective about how neuroscience and energy medicine might help you, please do call in and give us a chance to help you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know what I wanted to ask you about, Dr. Art, this is kind of changing the subject, but I think we covered EFT pretty well. Oh, mm-hmm. Odette from Arizona is on line one. Hi, Odette.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Art and Dr. Chris. So right. I do have a question. I'm familiar with EFT, and one of the concerns I have whenever I try it is that I'm not doing my setup phrase right, or I'm overanalyzing the whole thing. And quite frankly, I don't think it's the most effective modality I've ever used.
Okay.
Well, according to the founder that Dr. Chris just mentioned, his manual, he said something very relieving to me is there's no way you can mess this up. You can't do it wrong. There are some things about the setup that make it work better. There is a statement that you make to yourself. It has two very distinct parts of the statement. And it starts off at, even though I have this XXX, whatever it is, this urge to bite my fingernails, for example. And so that's the acknowledgement of the part that's happening that you want help with. The second part is very, very important, and it is a reassurance to your mind-body system that you're not angry with it, you're not upset with it. And so you say something like, even though I have this urge to bite my fingernails, and I always put the word temporarily, this temporary need, I still honor, love, and respect myself. Your body really wants to hear from you that you are making an improvement, and you could even say a minor improvement or temporary, whatever, to get across the fact that you have the utmost faith and respect and love for yourself. Now, with that, then when you go into the actual tapping, you only talk about the issue that you have, like temporary desire to bite my nails, temporary desire to bite my nails. So while you're tapping, you're just talking about this temporary desire to bite my nails, and that's the part that you tap on. But that setup includes that second very important thing, that even though I have this, I still honor, love, and respect myself. And that really helps to make it work better.
Is that how you've been doing it, Odette?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, I don't do it consistently, but I took a class when I was back in Illinois from a psychologist who was doing classes on how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I can't honestly say that I've ever seen it does shift temporarily how I'm feeling. So, for example, I've done it with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And 10 minutes, I'm not feeling anxiety or anxiousness anymore. But in terms of what I consider major issues, you know, like, say, my ability to affect change, mm-hmm. I don't think I could say I was successful in it. I don't see that happening.
So, if I may, there are a couple reasons for that. One is EFT is very specific, and Gary Craig, when he originally taught it, really drummed into me, although I was learning virtually, that you have to be very specific. So, for instance, with a trauma that has many components, I'm going to take for an example. Let's say that you had a car crash and now you're afraid of driving or you're afraid of being in traffic. And there are several components of the senses that happen in a car crash. And depending on whether you are more visual, more auditory, or more kinesthetic, and if you need me to explain those, but they're pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
So you saw the car coming at you, or you saw the headlights, and you're afraid of driving at night because in the accident you saw these lights coming right at you, or you and you heard the screech of the tires, or you heard the crushing of metal, and you felt the pain of your head hitting the steering wheel or something of that nature. So you have a bunch of components to a trauma that all have to be addressed. And while this is a very graphic example, there are multiple experiences when you have a trauma with another human being or a group of human beings where you heard certain things said, you saw certain faces. It's really about what are the pieces. So when I work with a client, I have to help them break down the pieces of the trauma so that they can actually make headway with it. So I'd love to say that you can simply say the setup phrase and be done with it. But the whole point is that there are a number of components to the issues, and especially if it's a large trauma. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So let me add another question, if I can, related to this. So then as I'm tapping like on my inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, is that then where you would be suggesting me saying those specific components of the trauma or the issue?
No, I would recommend that first you tap on one aspect, then you tap on another. So you tap on one.
That would be in the setup phrase.
Right. So each of those components gets a full tapping. And if it doesn't go from a 10 to at least a 2 or a 1, you do this remaining. So even though I have this remaining temporary feeling of wanting to bite my nails, you do what you need to do to get it down to a one, a two, or hopefully a zero. And then you go to the next one. Is that helpful?
Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Great show.
Please please stay with your practice, because it is proven to be so powerful for so many people that I think if you work at it, it's a skill too, the more you practice, the better you'll get at it too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Right.
Good night.
Great. So that was wonderful, because it gave us a chance to really help her and help the listeners to understand a little bit more about how EFT works. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, you know, folks, if you do get the free handout that I have, and either you'll see a link on the screen, or please write to contactnrshow@gmail.com, and I will make sure personally to get you the link to sign up for those free videos and the manual you can download. So we're very happy to provide that.
And NR stands for New Reality, by the way. I'm sure you all got that.
Absolutely.
Before I did. But.
And you are listening to The New Reality Show with Dr. Art Emmerich and Dr. Christina Winsey. And we want you to get your questions written down and ready for us. This is a call-in show. And toll-free in the United States, 1-888-627-6008. If you're outside the U.S., please call direct 1-323-744-4831. We also would love it if you decided to become a subscriber and support our show. And you can find that on our show page. There are different levels of subscribers supporting our show, and we'd love to count you among them. And we deeply thank the subscribers that we already have.
Right. Sure do.
Yeah. So, Dr. Art, while we wait for other people to call in, we sure hope that they will, because that's what we're here for. You had mentioned something the other day called intimacy circles, and I thought it would be appropriate for you to talk about that, because it has to do with interactions with others, and often those interactions can lead to the need for EFT and can lead to upsets that don't need to happen. So maybe you can explain that to people.
Yeah. And by the way, I have a free handout on this also. Just a very straightforward approach to the people that we relate to in various different forms. So the circles idea is it's like a target with concentric circles getting closer and closer into our most intimate area in the middle. But starting off with strangers, they're outside the circles. And the first ring would be occasional contacts you have. And the next one would be frequent contacts that you have. And out of that group, you might see somebody, I think I might like them. I'll ask them to go out for coffee or something. And that's kind of getting the early stages of friendship, and then close friends, and then best friends, and so forth, on into the middle. So the theory says that in the American culture anyway, we have a tendency to invite people way close in way too fast before we know anything about them energetically at all. And their energy and our energy might not be the best for each other. So the idea is that if you make a list of people that cause you to have these negative emotions, and I've got a list of 10 or 15 different ones, and you know to specifically who is it that's causing me to feel worthless or ignored or diminished in some way, whatever, there's a whole list of them. You write those names down, and those would be people that you would like to invite further out. Now, one of the things the theory base says is that in our culture, we don't have very many ways of doing that successfully. usually if you invite, well, I know that we've been best friends for the last 20 years, and now I would just like to be an acquaintance, you know, well, that usually destroys the relationship. But if it does, if this person's given you just a lot of negative stuff in your life, then maybe that's not a bad thing. Anyway, there's another list of words. If people cause me to feel honored and cherished and loved and cared for, things like that, make a list of those people. Those are the ones you want to invite in to your intimacy circle, or in closer maybe, as you've made room by getting rid of some of the other people that got in too close, too soon, before you really knew them that well. So anyway, it's a little bit of a technology about managing the whole scope of all of your acquaintances and relationships with family and friends and stuff, and just kind of analyze who is really making my life better and who's making my life worse. And then you start and then take action on that information. So I'd be glad to send that to you. It's a very simple and very powerful technique that you can use to straighten out your life and have more peace and comfort and joy and love in your life.
Awesome. And yeah, you know what, I think one of the biggest challenges people have is boundaries. That's really what you're talking about.
Right.
I know that when I was younger, I would open up about private things that I thought nothing of it, you know, and it was like immediately I thought people were meant to know all about me. Hmm. And it wasn't egotistical. It was I needed them to know me, and I needed to feel as though I was connected. And it came from insecurity. Mm-hmm. And so over time, we learn to handle boundaries. There are a lot of people dealing with people pleasing, which is one of the causes of this intimacy circle you talked about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So anyway, that's a little way to improve your life using one of the many, many techniques that we have that we're anxious to pass on to you.
Yeah, absolutely. They can write into contactnrshow@gmail.com if they want a copy of the Intimacy Circle. Pretty soon we're going to have a website where we can send you to one link and you can find everything. But right now we've got to do some email because we are new and we're in the process of developing this whole system of a way of helping people. You are listening to the New Reality Show with Dr. Art Emmerich and Dr. Christina Winsey. We are here to help people, and we want you to call in with any questions or concerns that we might be able to help you with, specifically around the issues of stress, relationship problems, health, basically holistic aspects of mind, body, spirit. We're all about mind, body, spirit. And so the call-in number for the U.S. is toll-free. It's 1-888-627-6008. And I memorized it during this show. However, the direct dial from outside the U.S. I haven't memorized is 1-323-744-4831. Yeah, we hope people will call in. We're here ready to help. And I did want to tell a client story to illustrate how EFT can change a situation for people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So my very first EFT client, she came in and she had an addiction to a famous coffee company, coffee. And I won't mention the name, but it is quite addictive for many, many people. She also had a fear of being in traffic in her car. And so she was planning to fly. She had a fiance and she needed to fly on a vacation. And she was afraid that she would end up having fear of flying because she already had a fear of being in traffic. So it was kind of a dual thing. And we worked on both things in that first session. In fact, we only had two sessions because the second session, the first session, she said, I don't know if I want to work on this coffee addiction. I want my coffee. But she came back in the second session and she said, well, I no longer am addicted to my coffee. And by the way, I was in the car and I didn't have any panic attack and I booked my flight. So, yeah, she had some really immediate results with EFT tapping. And that is why, for me, it was so profound to add that to what I do when I work with people. So I'll never forget that. And of course, since that time, it has helped countless clients to prevent a food binge. One of my specialties is helping people with eating disorders and food addiction. Having recovered myself after many years, I've been in long-term recovery. So I understand all of the issues of dysfunctional families and what causes addiction and how you can recover from addiction. And that is one of my deepest loves, is to help people with that.
Yeah.
So,
got a story I can tell about going back to hypnosis again, that this is a kind of an illustration about how our clients help us learn and be better prepared for the next clients that come in. This was an elderly woman. I'm 82, so I can say elder. She's 75, so she's a chicken, as far as I was concerned. But anyway, we had a wonderful session. She had trigeminal nerve pain. She was referred to me by my neurologist. And by the way, all the medical work I do is by referral only. I have some doctor has to say it's okay for me to be working with their patient, my client, in a hypnotherapeutic environment. So this woman had trigeminal nerve pain, which is a nerve that comes over the top of the ear and then goes right to the midline of the face. And I understand if you ever have trigeminal nerve pain, it is about the worst that is possible. So we worked for a while, and I'd ask her if she'd ever been hypnotized before, and she said yes. And so I asked her to tell me a little bit about it. And this previous time, she came in and said, I have trigeminal nerve damage, and the person said, okay, have a seat, booga booga, and they did hypnosis. You know, well my visits with a client are 3 hours long. I don't go jump right into hypnosis. So I did my typical way, and I said, okay, it's time to do the hypnosis part of the session now. And she said, okay, where's your gold watch? And I said, I don't have a gold watch. And she said, oh, well, then you're not ready to do hypnosis on me. And so I'll be leaving now. And she got up and she said, you call me when you get a gold watch and I'll come back. And so she walked right out of the office and I never got to do it. So I went to Walmart and I got a $9.95 gold pocket watch special. It's a great big thing, you know, with a gold chain on it. And so I called her up and I told her I had the watch now, and we made an appointment. She came back in. She sat in the chair. I picked the watch up and I said, are you ready? She said, oh, yes. You know, I just swung the watch like that. And she went and she was gone. I never said a word. She was out. So meeting the client's expectation, that is the key to success a lot of times. The work we're doing. If you don't do it the right way, you're not gonna make it. So it's very important to listen to yourself, and we listen to you also, to really see what can we discover about your relationship with the issue you have, and you know, and how we could intervene in that. Hopefully, make the system that you've been using fail. Make it so that it won't work anymore, and then we put a new system in place of that, and you get the relief that you're looking for.
That is really, really a great story, though.
That was so funny, and I think Dr. Chris was in in the office the other day, and she said, "Oh, I saw your gold watch out on the table." I said, "Yeah, I keep it there in case I need it."
Yeah, I had to laugh when I saw it because I was thinking, gee, you never used that on me.
No.
You never used a gold watch on me.
Yeah, if you need one, we got it now. We're covered.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, we can't hypnotize people right on the air, but we can answer questions. We can help you with some of the stress you may be feeling or something that you just need to get some laser coaching on if you have an issue that is challenging you. And we are here at 888-627-6008. And in outside the U.S., you can dial 1-323-744-4831. I need my glasses. So, we have a little bit more time, and I think maybe we ought to continue on with some client stories. I think that would be more entertaining for people so that they can get a feeling for the types of things that they could be helped with, even if it's just on the air. Mm-hmm. And how EFT and intimacy circles and various things that we know about can make a difference in their lives. So I had a client. Now, here's an issue where someone has an associative challenge with an eating disorder. I had a client who was a professional woman, and she found that every 20 minutes she had to get up from her desk and get something to eat, or she could not concentrate and do her work. Literally, like she absolutely could not concentrate and do her work. So what we had to do in that case was we had to, first of all, work on the impulse to get up, and also concepts about focusing on her work. Now, one thing we know, and I don't know if this is something you talk about when you work with students, but we do know that the adult mind and even the child's mind needs breaks. You know, so it's great to have a lecture for 20 minutes and then have a 5-minute respite so your brain can kind of go, oh, okay, next, and come back to the topic. So in that regard, we didn't want to upset the fact that she needed the break, but we also didn't want the break to be associated with food because she was overweight, quite overweight. So in that case, we had to find a way first to substitute what she was doing every 20 minutes and also to use EFT on the impulse to overeat. So there are a number, it's not just one thing that helps somebody. It's a number of things. There's if you no longer bring the junk food to the office, then you no longer have that as an opportunity every 20 minutes. If you change what is available to you and you still need something in your mouth so you can go back and concentrate, what can it be that will not cause you to gain weight or will actually help you to stay on your program? So it becomes almost a investigative search for what are the methods that are going to work for each client. And it was really a challenge for me because I wanted to be sure that she was able to keep the focus on her work. She had a very important job, and also be able to be true to herself. And what's also true is that, as I said, taking a break every 20 minutes is really important because it gives your body a chance to get up and it gives your brain a chance to recoup. And she had very intensive type of work that she had to do. So that's a good practice. That's a self-care practice. So we don't really want to kibosh that. It's just the association between that and food that had to be broken. So, and the other thing is too, that when people are not feeling rewarded by what they're doing or they find it too stressful, they will then go to a SOC, a stress overwhelm coping karma, like overeating. And so then it's time to explore, okay, am I in the right job? Am I doing what I love? And if not, can I change what I'm doing, whether it's within the same organization, whether it's the focus of your work? In this case, she was a lawyer, and perhaps she would have been served to change the type of law if that was the issue. You know, if she was not feeling happy with what she was practicing, maybe it would have been helpful for her to change the type of law that she was practicing. It wasn't in this case, it wasn't something, but just to break the association between needing the break and needing food at the break was really important. So that's one client story that I also have never forgotten, because sometimes a client will come with a quagmire of both positive things that they're doing and negative things that are mixed in. And it's a real tricky way to kind of disentangle the two aspects so that you can help them.
I have a story about an 8-year-old boy whose mother brought him in to see me because he had a problem. And I said, okay, I don't, you're required to be here to the mother.
Before you tell your story, we have one more minute before we have to do the sign off.
Goodness. Okay. Yeah. Let's save that till next week then.
Let's save it till next week. Right. And I'm going to tell people a little bit more about next week's show, and we'll hopefully we'll have more people calling in next week. We know that not everybody's awake at this hour, even on a Friday night. Remember that if you want Dr. Art's Intimacy Circle handouts, that you can email contact nrshow@gmail.com. There should be a link on the screen, but if it's not, for my EFT videos and the full manual that you can download, simply write in contact nrshow@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you the link to sign up and get those videos and the manual. Next week, we're going to have a wonderful guest. Her name is Melissa Rodriguez. She's a woman who changed her life and went on to create success with the power of asking the right questions. And I know that she, her story will inspire you. You'll also be able to call in and talk to her as well as us. And we're real excited about having her on the show. I think that in 2 weeks, we're going to have a personal trainer, Zachary Herman. And he has an amazing story of overcoming some childhood traumas with his weight, with his self-image and his confidence. He is now a successful personal trainer and a musical theater actor. He will be talking about how he overcame some of the issues that challenged him. I think that that is as far as we've gotten with interviews, but there are going to be some fascinating people coming down the pike. Are you working on any interviews, Dr. Art?
I am. Yes. I've had some people say, you let me know when, and I'm ready to be interviewed. So yeah, we got some really good ones coming up.
Awesome. That'll be wonderful. That'll be wonderful. I'm not sure what else to say. We're almost at the end of the show, but I do want to say that if you think that EFT might be a way for you to get some help, I really encourage you to write in to contact nrshow@gmail.com. We are really grateful to our supporters, our subscribers. We hope that you'll go to our show page and subscribe and come back every week and call in with your questions. So with that, I'm going to say we're signing off.
Okay, this has been fun for number two here.
Yeah, it has. It's been, we can talk a blue streak, can't we?
Well, we can, yeah, easily. Yeah. Or even red, we could do a red streak.
Yeah, red streak, yeah. We have no challenge with finding enough to talk about. So thank you, everybody. We're so glad you joined us, whoever did, and if you're watching the replay, and have a fabulous week. We'll be back next time.
See you next Friday.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider being a supporter. You can find that on our show page. Tune in every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/New Reality Show for announcements of upcoming topics and exciting guest interviews. Bye for now.